Can you hear me? Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. I told Bob Gray how much I struggled with giving this talk. And he told me, he said, "I can't believe that. You struggle with talking to a room full of Christians?" I said, "No, I struggle with talking to a room full of Republicans." Grace, I really did struggle preparing this talk. I was intimidated and I thought, what can I talk about or teach these men after the great speakers and the teachers that we've had in the past? Believe me, I really thought about saying no. I would like to be able to recite scripture like John Tice. I'd like to be able to step away from the podium like Bob Gray. I'd like to be able to tell a story like Steve Butler. I can't do those things. But I can do something they can't do. I can just be me. And I hope that you men can relate to some of those things. I did think about saying no, but listening to the previous talks, and especially about listening to and being obedient to God, I couldn't say no. Thanks to Steve Butler for the great build-up last week. I hope I can live up to that, Steve. His talk told us about wisdom. What is wisdom? Where it comes from? That knowledge was knowing, and wisdom was applying that knowledge to our daily lives. But I really want to get down to the nitty-gritty about a couple of those things. See, in Proverbs 10, there's a trend. 10:3 says, "The Lord will not let the godly." 10:6, "The godly are showered with blessings." 11, "The words of the godly lead to life." 10:16, "The earnings of the godly enhance their lives." 10:20, "The words of the godly." And 21, "The godly give good advice." 22, "The blessings of the Lord." 27, "Fear of the Lord." 28, "The hopes of the godly." 29, "The Lord protects." 30, "The godly will never." 31, "The godly person gives." 32, "Godly speak words." And then the final one, "Mike says," and "Mike does." And I can thwart all those things when I want to, because I'm just a man. In those verses, that's where wisdom lies that Steve alluded to last week. Solomon is claimed to be the wisest man that ever lived, and why? Because he used his knowledge and applied it to daily life. Now that's smart. But because he was a godly man and used his knowledge in a godly way, he had wisdom. So to me, I found this wisdom that Steve was searching for lies in the Word, the Holy Word of God. In my Bible, 13 out of 32 of those verses, Proverbs 10, directly mentions God or the godly. So it goes, if Solomon was that wise, and he was according to the Word, if you have knowledge of the Word and of God and apply it to your life, you should have wisdom. But here's the catch. After all this knowledge, this godly instruction, reading the Word, it all boils down to this. What are you going to do with it? What am I going to do with it? What choices am I going to make? What choices are you going to make? After all, we can live with all this knowledge, apply it to our life in the right way. Now that's wisdom. And all of a sudden, we make one, just one bad choice, and we're a fool. 10:23 says, "Doing wrong is fun for the fool." And who here hasn't been a fool at some time in their life? That's where 10:9 comes in. It says, "People with integrity have firm footing, but those who follow crooked paths will slip and fall." and integrity coupled with the last part of verse 2, right living can save your life. That's right. Right living can save your life. What is right living? I'll bet every guy here would have a different answer for that. But I think we would all agree that to live right, you must have integrity. Now, what is integrity? We all have a high idea of what that is, but the dictionary defines it as a state of being complete and unified. When I have integrity, my words and my deeds match up. I am who I am, no matter where I am or who I am with. I am who I am, no matter where I am or who I am with. Is that you? I know it's not me all the time. I know that's the hardest part for me. I can do it, but I must admit sometimes it's really hard. And I beat myself up sometimes over my past. But I know the Word is there to go to remind me of my potential. My weakness takes me back to the Word, and the Word shows me my potential. Lots of times I fail. But to be godly men with no limits, we have to quit dragging up the past all the time. We have to quit beating ourselves up. We have to move past it. In other words, get over it. I have to constantly remember I'm either who I say I am or I'm not. It's that simple. I've never wanted to be known as a hypocrite, even though sometimes I do. I am. Even before I accepted Christ in my life, I tried to always keep my word. If I said I was going to do something, I did it. Even if that meant kicking your butt, I kept my word. But now I have to remember, right living can save my life. Now, more than ever, I need integrity. As men, we all need integrity with our families, our jobs, our churches. We need to be the leaders we're supposed to be. Proverbs gives us practical wisdom for godly living at every stage of our lives and instructs us how to live and how to be who we should be if we want to be godly. Proverbs confirms that historically we have listened to wise elders and learned from them. When I haven't listened, and that's been a lot of times, believe me, I have regrets from actions that went against God and the direction He intended for me to go. Proverbs gives instructions for people to be godly and righteous. And godly people are those that love the Lord. We should be able to accept instruction and criticism in order to learn and grow in His name. Every day, we have an opportunity to grow and serve. And Proverbs outlines these plans and opportunities to use our time wisely as it is a supreme gift from God. We must seize the moment to live diligently for Him. Our life will be full if we live in God's Word. Proverbs provides profound words for governing our lives. Proverbs lays the foundations for us to be persons of integrity. Those who have integrity are held to a higher standard. They are trusted, they are our leaders, and they have a solid reputation. They are men of integrity. Are you who you say you are? The other part of that Proverbs is how to treat others. That's just as tough, if not tougher. You live with integrity in the teachings of Proverbs, and still sometimes every day you get kicked in the gut. Or you see the guy with no integrity is getting all the worldly rewards, and it just doesn't seem fair. What now? You see, the kingdom of God is most perfectly revealed in our relationships with one another. We are being perfected for those relationships. To have the kingdom, we must be committed to one another as individuals. If Christ accepts us while we are still imperfect, we must also accept one another. The people who possess the kingdom of God and its reality are people who overcome the obstacles of each other's faults. They help each other become what God has called them to be. You see, right living can save your life. When we encounter these challenges of the world that go against Proverbs, that's when we need to be a man's man. That is, a man who dares to stand for a principle when the whole world seems to stand against him. Can you do that? He dares to uphold the right against all odds. Can you do that? You have the courage to guard what is sacred and holy. Can you do that? You dare to profess your love for God in the midst of all the crap that goes on around you. Can you do that? You remember the teachings of Proverbs, and you call on the Lord for strength, because you will be tested. Right living can save your life. Proverbs 10:19, "In the multitude of words there wanteth not sin, but he that refrain his lips is wise." And I say this with all the love and compassion in the world. That means shut up. Shut up sometimes and listen. Listen to your elders. Listen to those that have the teaching, the gift of teaching. You know who you are. I know who I am about that. Quit thinking what you're going to say before the other person is done talking. We can always learn from others. I know I used to be praying in the morning when my feet hit the floor. And I talked to some people sometime and they told me, shut up in the morning and listen to God first. See what He has to say before you try and outline His day for Him. So now in the mornings I listen. That was Proverbs 10:21 when I asked for that advice, because the godly give good advice, but fools are destroyed by their lack of common sense. What a rare quality, common sense. Have you seen any lately? So we all talk too much at times and be quick to listen and slow to speak. Proverbs 10:23, doing wrong is fun for a fool. That's what John Tice told me. That's why we like to sin, because it's so darn much fun. And we're all so foolish sometimes. Refrain from being a fool. Remember from our second talk from Randy Blankenship, you can choose the choice, but you can't choose the consequence. To me, Proverbs is all about Matthew 6:12, and that's the golden rule in making right decisions. You see, the right decision can save your life. Making decisions according to the Word of God, if your decision contradicts Scripture, it's a bad decision. It's that simple. Avoid foolish decisions that test God. We're not supposed to test God. In Matthew 4:7, do not put the Lord your God to the test. Don't put yourself in a position which requires a miracle to bail you out. Avoid decisions that reduce your worship and service time to God. Don't get caught up in the rat race and chase phony gods. See, as men, and I'm guilty of this as much as everyone else, is we sometimes say, sorry, I didn't know the rules. Well, Proverbs are the rules of life. You make the choice, reject God and live life your way, or accept God, follow Him, and right living can save your life. Say that with me. Right living can save your life. This is not about me, the story I'm going to tell you, but what God can do in your life when you accept Jesus Christ. Bob Gray called me one day. He asked me to go to the hospital. He said, there's a lady up there my wife and I know. We need to pray for her, but we can't make it. So we would like for you to go there and pray for her. I went to the hospital. I really didn't want to do that. I didn't know her at all. I wasn't comfortable with that. But I thought, I either am who I say I am, or I'm not. I went to that room. I looked inside, and I didn't know a person in there, and that was a good reason to escape. I walked down the hall. I walked away. Good excuse. The farther I got down the hall, the louder the voice was. Are you who you say you are, Mike? Or not? And I remember thinking, Bob, why'd you get me into this? I turned around and I went back with all the strength I could muster. I walked into that room and introduced myself to 10 people I didn't know. The lady was barely coherent in the bed. To my astonishment, they were all glad to see me and asked if I came to pray for their mom and their wife. I said, sure, even though the lump in my throat wasn't quite so sure. I can pray with people I know, but sometimes it's not so easy with the ones I don't know. But we all grabbed hands and I prayed and prayed till everyone there was crying, even me, and I didn't even know what I'd said. I was amazed at how loving and grateful they all were, and I was amazed at the power of God had in that room. I went to that room every day. I prayed with that lady when there were people in that room and when she was alone. And I did it for several weeks. She later told me in a note when she recovered how much it meant to her and how that prayer impacted her husband and her life and her son who didn't know Christ. For the first time in my life, through Jesus Christ, I felt I had integrity. See, living right can save your life. I ran into her at the post office just the other day. She wanted to come up and hug me. She'd recuperated now, and she said, when I got home, people called me and they talked to me, and my family came over, asked me this and asked me that. And I told them, I was so drugged up in the hospital, I don't remember anything that happened to me in there. I don't remember anybody being there except you. I remember every one of your prayers. I lived on your prayers every day. Living right can save your life. You have to understand this. I want to be all in. I want to be all in for Jesus Christ. Not 80%, not 90%. I want to be all in. Sometimes it's so hard. You get caught up in your workplace. You get caught up in the talk of others. You get caught up in the talk of or just the simple act of watching TV. Just a couple of weeks ago, I was at the supermarket pushing my cart, concentrating on my grocery list. I bent down to grab a container of cheese, the same time another man reached down. When we looked up, the emotions ran high. This was the one holdout I had, the one guy I hated, the one guy stabbed me in the back over and over when we ran around together, the one guy that I loved and I thought he loved me. We'd never betray each other, and I hated him, and I was going to hold out and hate him till the end, and I didn't tell anybody, even though I knew God knew, I was going to hate him forever. What was I to do now? Fear, panic, my heart pumped. I thought I got this one chance to get this right, just one chance. I'm either who I say I am or I'm not. I know what I would have done in the past because I already told him. But I looked him in the eye. I stuck out my hand and I said, will you forgive me? He was taken back for a minute. He stepped back. And then he stepped forward and he stuck his hand out. And he said, will you forgive me? We both nodded. And we walked on. You know, we're probably not going to hang out together. But I know we both left there feeling freer than when we came in. And we both had our integrity intact. Have you got someone in your life you need to get straight with? That's integrity. Proverbs 10:12 covers that. Hatred stirs up quarrels, but love covers all offenses. Finally, in Proverbs 10:9, People with integrity have firm footing, but those who follow crooked paths will slip and fall. See, right living can save your life. I think God wants men, real men, bold men with character, strength, and integrity. The kind of integrity that Proverbs teaches. The kind of integrity that's heart and soul deep. That gives us strength of will. The will to seek God's will. You see, living right can save your life. God bless you and have a great Thanksgiving.